views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and you know, this is a big topic today. I think a very important topic. And so I've been looking forward to, you know, discussing energy, energy fields, how we manifest and how we're reflecting back. This is a concept that when you're new to spiritual awakening, sometimes we feel like we're tripping over it and we make it harder than it really is. But it's very literal, and it's been quite interesting because when I did the meditation for what I was supposed to talk about today, I had a few interesting events happen during the week to lead up to this show. It's becoming a little bit more dynamic, and the messages are coming in so much stronger now, and I'm finding that very fascinating, but there's quite a few things that I want to share with you today. We always have the lines open if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. So we are here for you. We have a couple of questions that came in from the email bag, so we'll get to those as well. So this is about reflections. What is the reflections? Everything in our energy field that we are, what we believe, what we think, what we focus on is a signal. Think of it like a radio signal. Let's use radio. Why not? Right? And it's a signal that's being sent out. Okay? And it's sent out to the universe, and the universe responds back. Okay, that's what you want. It's very literal, almost like a computer. You put the command into the computer, and you know, a lot of times when we can't get something to work, we think, what's wrong? What's wrong with this computer? And it's usually operator error, right? It's something we're putting in because we're not understanding the language of that computer. Well, it's just very similar. If it can help you wrap your brain around this concept, because this is higher dimension thinking. And really, you know, you can see it in science. You can see it in your life, whether you believe in anything or don't believe in anything. Doesn't matter what religious background you come from or what you believe in. These are just laws of a spiritual nature, of physics, you name it. They just exist, okay, for all of us. So we're not trying to put a label on this at all. This is something that is part of every one of us. And one of the things that I wanted to address was in the last week, and boy, yeah, and I knew as soon as I was feeling all this crazy stuff that I needed to share this with you so you wouldn't think there was something going on with you, but we've had some real strong energy coming through. The sun is playing a very strong dynamic in how the energy is coming into us, and I'm talking just these frequencies and these awarenesses, and it's coming in waves, and we're building back up to a big ebb in the tide again, coming in. It's like the tide's coming back in again. And we've been going through these different phases. We'll get it, and then it'll ease off. We adjust to that. Well, another one's coming. It's not negative at all. But if you have a focus of fear, then I can see, you know, why you would just work yourself into a frenzy. And what I'm here to tell you is, when you are feeling some things that are a bit off, your body is working on a calibration. Your body is this antenna. It has consciousness in the cells that's phenomenal. This is such a creation of miraculous whatever anyway. I mean, our bodies are amazing. All living things are amazing how they operate. And that consciousness of every single cell is responding to new energy that comes in. So in a nutshell, higher consciousness energy is coming in, something higher, something better, something more up, you know, positive, not so heavy and dense and negative. And negative is part of everything, but we're getting a big flux of a lot of good energy coming in. And sometimes our bodies have this density in them that has to purge out. So you'll feel what I call energetic detoxification a little bit. You may have some headaches. You may have more pressure in your sinuses. You may feel like you're hearing that high-pitched ringing in your ears. You might be dreaming more. You might be feeling, I mean, there's even the heart palpitations. I've had a little bit of everything. You always make sure that you're physically okay. I mean, I am not saying ignore if you need to see your doctor. This is if you don't have anything going on, but you're having all of this. Don't beat yourself up on that. You're calibrating. If you're a highly sensitive person, or you're an energy healer yourself, or you're in as a light worker out there and you're going through a spiritual awakening, whether it's helping others or just working on yourself right now, by the way, all the light workers, don't forget to work on yourself. We all got to do that. This is big. This is really, really big, because you're going to go through, when it comes in, you're going to see where there's weight or shackles that have to go away energetically. And you're going to start to feel different about things. You're going to see things from a different perspective. When we stop trying to control this and we work on not being so afraid of it, sky's the limit and life gets better. Now, and I've got some interesting stories I can share with you on this, because it's really funny, because back in the day, I lost my sight completely at age of 5. Okay. And that was an accident where it caused pressure. Sight came back. But then even as young as 5th grade, I think, there was a lot of nearsightedness and high sensitivity to light and things like that, more so than before. And so they had me in super strong glasses, right? Super strong. I mean, I could hardly see anything at a distance. But when I started really awakening as an adult, and it was a strong prescription. But now, so through 20s and 30s and everything else, there was this thing going on. Well, I decided about 10, 15, maybe it's 15 years. It's been a slow process, but it's been gradual. I think probably 10 is accurate. I don't really worry about all what happened in the past. I keep focusing forward. So I have to really go, when was that? I started working on I see clearly. I am seeing clearly. And I worked with the energy behind what was the near sight. It was a lot of fear, a lot of tough things that I had been through. Trust me, if you're a healer or you're in this, you've been through it, because that's why you're doing it, because you want to help other people that may be going through something. And I was going through quite a bit. Well, since then, I go every year to get my eyes checked and the prescription. And I am not kidding you. I've been working on this energetically, quietly, not really, trying to get the doctor to go there, because, he's coming from a different school of thought, and he's wonderful. He's wonderful, but he continually validates to me. And he was actually scratching his head. I went yesterday and he said, I don't get it. He said, it's going down again. I mean, he goes, there's nothing to fix. There's nothing to fix. And it keeps getting better. My sight, as I grow spiritually and I grow stronger in energy, and I work with the healing. This is something I worked on for my own personal health with energy healing, and what I want to reflect back. And I want to be able to see clearly my path going forward. And I don't want to be afraid of it. Yeah, big one. Well, it takes believing in that, okay? So what I've done is I'm reflecting now back gradually. As it starts to embed and get stronger, it's getting better. I've gone from it's almost all the way down to where I don't even need anything. And I wear like one contact now. I don't even wear one in the other eye. And I've been like that for a while. Couple years now. I don't even use it. That eye keeps getting stronger. I don't wear one in the one that I have it's a very mild prescription. It's like barely anything. And it's almost going down to where it's the lowest one. And sometimes I don't even need that. He says, you can go to DMV. You don't need anything to drive with anymore. And it's amazing to me. So I'm taking that and I'm thinking, wow, that's amazing. Now there's going to be, you know, other schools of thought out there like, oh, that's okay. That's what's going to happen right before, you know, it starts getting into the older thing. And okay, if you want to go that way, that's fine. If you want to believe that, that's fine. And a lot of doctors, that's how they're trained and that's what they're going to say. And you know what I'm doing? I'm allowing him to share that. But at the same time, in my own mind, in my own belief, I'm choosing a higher frequency. And in a higher frequency, we don't need illness. We don't need to have arthritis. We don't need to have pain. And, you know, as I get older, I'm starting to feel younger, okay? It's physically in my energy, in my life, in my everything, you know? So I'm sharing my own personal story for you. And that's just one of many stories I have, but that one is very significant when it comes to something physical. And I wanted to share that with you because it's not like overnight that happened. Okay. I had to really gradually get there, but I also had to really truly embrace that belief and believe it beyond what someone else might say. And that's what I know is happening to a lot of you. So we're talking about reflections and how that is very important with manifesting. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a caller and we'll keep powering on with how your energy reflections create your manifestations. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in or brand new to our listener family, you can catch us every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And we're also live streaming on video if you want to watch the show. So we're on the networks, transformationtalkradio.com. We are now broadcasting out of WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, if you're driving around in the car. And you can go over to my website, jenroyster.com, and you can check out the live video streaming over there. I also, before I keep going, and I put this together and I was excited to give this out to you because it really relates to what we're talking about today. I just put out a 5-lesson free, completely free, no strings, free online intro and course with some very easy steps on energy healing and self-care. And the reason I'm bringing it up, because it's very important right now with what we're talking about with energy reflections. So if you just go to jenroyster.com, J-E-N-N-R-O-Y-S-T-E-R.com, it's right there on the front page. There's two free ones there, actually. One's meditations, and the other one is about the energy healing. It's called Healing You. So this is something that I want everybody to have, because there's some simple tips in there where you can actually do something about your situation and lift your frequency and help, especially when we're feeling all of this energy flowing in right now. You're going to want to do clearing. So if you're feeling a little off or extra tired, and another big symptom is emotions, you might be crying a lot. Don't try to stop the crying. I understand that sometimes we need to dry that up to go to work or something like that, but give yourself some time to process things. You may have some things popping up that just need to be dealt with so they can move on and be in the past and let it go. Because you're going into a higher frequency, a great place, and August is loaded with abundance and opportunities, huge. So you want to clear all that out. So it couldn't have been better timing to put that together for you guys. So if you are new to this, you want a little bit of a guide to get you started, this is a great way to start, and it's free. It's my gift to you and my thank you for being with us in the show all these years. So we have a caller. Let's bring on the caller, Brian.
Oh, yes, sirree, we do. It's Deborah from the Show Me State of Missouri. Welcome.
Hi, Jen.
Well, hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show. And what can we do for you today?
Well, hopefully you can help me on this. I mean, I know it's my daughter's path, but she wanted me to call you. What she's going through, she was outside when it was really hot, went in her house, and all of a sudden this energy started coming up from her feet all the way up to her mouth, and she couldn't talk. And her daughter called 911, and the ambulance came and took her to the hospital and did all these different tests and said she had viral meningitis, a weaker kind. So she was in the hospital. They gave her a lot of shots and all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And she is... Before all that, she was working and going to college and making a better life for her and her daughters. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend, or the father of one of her child, said, "I'm getting fired, so I won't be paying you child support." And now when she thinks of going back to work or college, she starts to get sick. You know, she vomits. And she's just wanting to know what's going on. So I mentioned to her to call in Archangel Raphael, because mm-hmm. he's the healing angel. Mm-hmm. When she did that, she started to holler. Something in her head was hurting so bad. Then I told her to put a bubble around her. And mm-hmm. so she was doing that. And then when I told her to bring in divine white light, positive energy, it got stronger. And it wasn't good. I mean, her head was just about, she was just really hurting really bad.
Yeah, yeah. So lots of headaches, obviously, with what they've found physically with that meningitis thing. So they have found something physically going on, and they are tending to that. Okay. Yeah, I didn't cut you off. Did I? Are you finished?
Yeah, do nothing. Just take, I think it's ibuprofen. That's it.
Okay. We got something that physically manifested, and that's what the medical team is working on. So that's what they do. Energetically, we want to work from here forward. The first word that came to me was major anxiety. She's been through some tough things. And when we are readdressing or feeling like we're looping back and we're going to go through something again, it sounds like this has presented itself for an opportunity for her to truly walk through. It's like her walking through her fire to get to that. Now, I'm not saying that's easy. The screaming that happened with Raphael, immediately I was tuning in as you were talking. Immediately that brought to me, she's letting it out. It's like a cry, but a loud one. It's letting the energy out. We can let the energy out in many different ways. I get the impression that she just held it together and probably felt like she was held together with cheap tape for several years, just trying to survive emotionally with everything she went through. And now it's time to, it's powerful. It's a big awakening. It's basically, I'm putting myself in her shoes and what I would do with what I know. Okay. I know she doesn't know all this yet, but what I would know is like, do not be afraid of this. I'll let this purge. Her body is purging out all the dense things, all the past, all the pain. When it comes to the surface and releases, and if we haven't gone through something like that in a while, sometimes we do have to remember, oh, wait, it's like we're feeling it all over again because you're going to feel it to release it. Raphael, absolutely. But I would definitely call in Michael to pull some of the lower energy off and the fear of why it's happening, because this is going right up through all the chakras. This is like right up through the center and structure. It's kind of like a kundalini, but I don't really want to use that word here, but it's coming up and it's just busting through. It's pushing through. When it pushes through very dense blocks, it can be uncomfortable physically. Now I know she's in the hospital and she's working with that, but as soon as she can, I would detox when she comes out, just to clean up the diet, get away from the bad habits when it comes to food or drink. Because you want to strengthen the immune system after a big thing like this. So, but Michael needs to be helping her pull some of this off, because what I want to share is that she is in a tremendous place of growth, but it's kind of like the phoenix rising out of the ashes is probably how she feels, because everything I was working so hard, everything I was doing, and she felt like she crashed and it went down. That doesn't mean failure, although sometimes we see it as failure. And I'm going to relate this to people in exercise, and this will make sense. They use the word muscle failure a lot with trainers and working out, and when you're really trying to go peak performance. I used to be one of those guys and those athletes, I know. But muscle failure is what you're supposed to try to push to, and that's your level. The word failure has a negative connotation to us. So they started switching it and teaching people, don't look at the word failure as a negative, look at that as a success. And that's why I'm bringing that up, because this crash boom ball that she just had is pulling her back in. She needs to rest, make it about her, make it about her being healthy, and then move forward from there. Because when people lose everything, when they lose it all, it takes us through a tough spot where we have to just be in a place where, well, do I want to survive this or not? And I believe that she does. But we also have to let go of it going a certain way, a certain job, a certain direction. And even when people have been on the down and outs and the lowest, they've had to file bankruptcy or anything like that, once they got past what that they did their best and it just happened, and now they're building back up, the help comes in. The help comes in to help you. So I've said a lot because I wanted to make sure I got that out before I have to go to break, Deborah. But I'm definitely going to keep your daughter in prayer and send her a little boost, because the reflections of energy, when we need to change directions or they're working with us, or we have this higher self, our soul purpose is going to make sure it does whatever it takes to get us on track. Sometimes it has to slow us down. It's happened to me. It's happened to me in a medical way with my heart at 30 years old. 30 years old. They had paddles all around me and a crashed heart. I know. I could have looked at that going, oh, that's it. Nothing. That was 20 some years ago. Better than ever now. It's not quitting. Don't quit. Look at this as an opportunity to completely redirect it. But sometimes we won't know what it is right away. We need to let all the clearing and the purging. So she's in the purging process. It's almost like a energetic vomiting is probably what she feels like with the way it was screaming and the pain and the headaches. I even had the headache. And I'm healthy and I'm good. I don't really have anything going on. But about 2 or 3 days ago, I had pretty intense headaches too, but I knew it was the energy. As soon as I worked from that perspective, they were gone. I cleared my energy field and they were gone. I had to lighten up my frequency. So I share that because that was a mild thing. Hers is a little bit bigger and it's going to take a little bit more, but she's in a place for recuperation right now. And so she does need to make herself a priority. All the worrying about what can go wrong isn't going to help right now. So, Deborah, what you can do is keep her positive. And I'm going to have to go to break. I went quick because I wanted to get out a lot to you. And I hope that that helps. And I want to say thank you for calling in.
Thank you for telling me this, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Send us her name. Just a first name would be fine. If you could email that to me, that would be great. Guys.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much for that call. That was important. And if anybody's going through something like that, we have got to go to break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're taking that short break. When we come back, more on energy reflections and manifesting. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about our energy reflections, what reflects off of us to the universe, and how that plays really just about everything when it comes to manifesting what we bring into our lives. Now, the first caller was talking about, you know, her daughter going through a tough illness thing right there, and she's recovering. Now, when you are going through something like that, you don't want to look at it like you did something to yourself, okay? You're not intentionally hurting yourself if something like that happens. Yes, we're reflecting back. We reflect back off of one another. We reflect back just the energy is going to bring us back that experience. So what I do when I'm experiencing something I really didn't want reflecting back, including whether it's illness or something else, I really go inward. I go inward and I go into meditation. I go into some deep spiritual searching within myself because that's where the answers are. I'm here and I can give you a lot of guidance, but really the true answers you're looking for are going to be within your own self. That is just where they are for everybody because we're all on our own unique journey. Now, I'll clear my energy field because like, okay, that's not quite what I wanted to do. When you work on it daily, or you start to work on it as a regular part of your life, like brushing your teeth or eating your breakfast, you're keeping it more balanced. If you've never done this before, there's probably quite a bit built up. When I first started seeing people, when I had my office here, there would be years and years of energy. I mean, it was built up. So I would do the clearing. I would teach them what they could do at home. And they would sometimes cry for 5 days or they felt almost nauseous because of literally it can make you feel all kinds of physical symptoms when it's purging out. The biggest thing you can do when you're clearing is drinking the water, eating the foods that are healthy and clean, and getting rid of anything that's toxic or processed food, anything like that. When you do all these little things, exercise helps to detox you as well. Just perspiration when you're out in the heat, you know, it's funny how nature just gives us that opportunity with a summer that comes around or we get hot. You want to have a balance. And so the way energy works is it creates and it's current here. And then that starts to get older. It needs to fade away. It needs to be washed away. Something else comes in and it moves into bringing it into something new. That's just the way it works. It moves forward. If we try to hold it and keep it the same, that's when it can cause like stagnant water. You know, flowing, moving water is better than just something sitting there and going stagnant, right? Energy, same thing. Same thing with energy. So reflections are, like I said, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs. And with that, on the reflections, I want to go to one of the emails that came in. This one is from, I got to go read it. Let me see. This one is from Renee. And she says, hi, Jen. My question, I've been told I'm a healer. And I'm drawn to learn more about energy healing. How will I truly know that I have this gift to use on other people to help them heal? Okay, good question. Good question for all of those that are new to the energy healing, or if you're in Reiki classes or whatever you're doing. The biggest thing here is, if people keep telling you that, then that's a reflection back. Bottom line, whatever other people are saying to you, how they respond to you, how they react to you, is a reflection back of what you're putting out. You're probably putting out healing energy and you don't even realize it. I did that too. I didn't even know, because it's just always been there. Usually it's just always been there, but everybody can learn how to work in this. So some people just don't realize it's always been there the whole time. And that's, you know, it's this beautiful part of you that you just didn't know. But if that's coming back as a common thing, then yes, probably. Another thing is, if people say that your hands feel very, very warm, or if you're, you know, holding someone's hands, how hot that gets, you know, you'll have energy coming from you. If you're highly sensitive and you feel a bit overloaded after being around situations that are high maintenance, whether it's a group, a party, a person, a relationship, whatever, if it kind of is, you find that you want to recluse yourself after things like that a little bit more, probably, but you're not, it's not flowing through. And one of the biggest things about healing, energy healing, is I'm called an energy healer because I can move energy, but I am not doing it. I am literally just allowing it to pass through me and back out. You're not actually doing anybody's healing. You're helping to move it. You're helping to be there as a support. But when you learn to use the divine energy, the unconditional love energy, and not your own energy, now you're, that's what a healer is. And sometimes that's part of our own soul growth. So yes, it's in there if they keep reflecting that back. However, you're going to want to need to, if you don't believe it, then it'll stay disconnected if you want. Some people choose, no, I don't want that. Some people do. It's up to you whether you choose that, okay, I can do this and I will be there for others. And the only way we can be there for others is if we have been there for ourselves first, and what we have flowing in and out. We don't keep somebody else's energy. It flows out. And the other thing is, I keep bumping that microphone probably, sorry. And you're looking to, you know, it's a clean energy. It's unconditional energy. You'll never be tired. It'll never affect you, because we don't want to take it on like it's ours and we keep it. That's what's going to bog you down. And that's when you know you're using your own energy. You're not using divine energy. You'll go down really quick. You'll be tired really quick. Because that's how I learned the hard way. I didn't know either. I kept getting crazy 104 fevers or something. And I'm like, what is that? Because I needed to unblock the out channel. So you're taking it in and then it goes back out. You're going to do that when you do your own healing on yourself too. That's why in that guide that I put out that was free for everybody, it's a great balancer. If you're a healer, if you are a light worker, if you're a massage therapist, if you're a nurse in the medical, if you're a doctor, I have people from all walks of life. Like I've said before, they can be in the medical community, they're in the holistic community, they're police officers, they're, you know, your neighbor next door, you know, it does not matter who or what they do. Everybody needs balancing for energy. So everybody in their own right, yes, they can do this. If you're getting told that, I seem to be told I'm a healer a lot, be careful not to take that on like, okay, I guess that's my responsibility to make sure you're okay. Just be careful of that, because it's their responsibility to decide to heal. You can help. Reiki and other healing, energy healing modalities, I use a variety because there's just not one way to do it for me. It's not one way that was certified with a trademark. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I just know that divine love is divine love. And there's no trademark on that. And, you know, what's real is real. And what works for you is what's real. So I need to say, make sure it's you believing that, and if that's what you want. But the way you'll know is when you can do it for yourself. And then when we live and we're just doing for ourselves and we're just being in that moment and we're being healthy and we're living our truth, you know, we're walking the talk kind of thing. That's when you're going to be a light and the energy will help another. So you don't even have to do anything. You just have to be shining that light. And I'm saying that because everybody can be a healer. You can be, you know, work for the power company and you're doing that. You could just be, you know, working in the electronics. You could be whatever you are. It doesn't matter what it is you do. If you have natural healing abilities, you can still do that. You don't have to be a formal energy healer. I do a lot of other things. I do energy healing, but I'm also very much an artist, a creator. I love making something out of nothing. I can't wait till the next project. I'm athletic. I'm competitive in sports when I want to do that. And I enjoy living life. And yeah, I'm an energy healer. So, and that doesn't mean I'm doing all the work. I'm here. Healers come in many different ways. So you're looking to just believe in it yourself and then learn and grow on your soul level, learning to take in and release and not keep it. You're basically just being a conduit, letting it flow through you like a pipe. It doesn't stop with you. It just in and out. And that's a very important part of it that I wanted to say, but that's an interesting reflection because, yeah, you probably got something going on that can help a lot of people. So think about that. We are going to take another. These breaks are coming awfully fast, Brian. I mean, really.
I know.
Are we going that fast? Are we having that much fun?
I think so.
Okay. We're going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We have one more email that I wanted to read, and I just want you guys to know that anything's possible. The sky's the limit with this energy healing stuff. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
what we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back for the last segment. We're talking about reflections, the energy reflections, and how we send that out and how that plays a very important role in our manifesting. And we have one more email that I wanted to get to. This is from Beth, and it says, bear with me, I got to read it. I am wondering if there are any special messages from the angels to direct me with my manifestations. As I have told you before, I am in the midst of a divorce. Court-ordered support is not coming to me, and my bills are getting behind. Should I be doing anything additional to aid in the manifestations of all that I need? Okay. Yes, actually, it came in right away. It came in from Michael and Raphael because there's healing and clearing of old energy going on for you, Beth, right now. And the biggest thing you can do for manifestations is, and it's probably one of the hard parts that trip people up, is you need to believe it before you see it. In this case, you're waiting to see the support come in before you believe it's happening. Actually, you need to, even if you have to write affirmations out, I am financially secure. I am financially secure. I am taken care of. All of my needs are met. Everything is in divine perfect order. It's like you're saying things before they happen, because in a receiving with manifestations and affirmations, they're very powerful. I've done these when I've seen where if I looked at it from the third dimension world, or, I mean, the physical reality, it looked like there was a lost cause, no hope. It did. And I started working with these like this, and I know other people have, and it kind of goes into quantum thinking. You know, you are taking charge of those thoughts and taking charge of those beliefs. And people that are skeptical or naysayers in this, they're like, ah, that's crazy stuff. Because they don't believe in it. It doesn't matter what they think. It matters what you want to bring in because it's your manifestation. So you keep this with you. But I would definitely go into you're already receiving it. You're already bringing it in. It's already working itself out. And because that's a big change in life. It's a big one. It absolutely is. And I see where people are going, everything I thought that was happening, oh, it's challenging me. And yes, that's going to happen because we believe when we see it there. And then as soon as it's not, do we still believe? Or are we not believing until we see it? That's the part that I'm feeling very strongly coming from Michael and Raphael. And they said, when you're just feeling that, oh, I don't know if I can do this, ask them to help you. Ask them to just give you a little lift. Drop a little inspiration in your lap, but work on I am financially secure. Take away the details about where it comes in from, just because that's putting you into a frustration about the divorce and the connection with that person. Just get away from that focus right now and go with I am financially secure. If you have to write it 100 times, if you have to post it everywhere in your house, if you have to put it on a recording, if you have to just close your eyes and repeat it over and over again, do it. Do it. I am safe. I am financially secure. These are probably the two most powerful ones you can do. And take away the names, take away the details. Just keep it focused on that it's already happened. It'll be a lot easier to embrace. And your intention will be quite strong because your intention is to change the manifestation. They will help you, but you do the work. You do the work. So that one is very powerful. And I'm glad. Thank you for writing these in. You know, everyone that writes in or calls in, thank you. You guys bring me great questions that are really helping a lot of other people. So I appreciate you taking that time to do that. You're sharing with everybody when you do that. So thank you for that. Now, I would definitely recommend working on the energy clearing as well. If you don't have the guide, go grab it. Go grab it. I think some of you have got it already, but you know, put some attention into you're going to feel empowered and take this back. You're going to take your power back. You're not helpless. You're not the victim anymore. You're completely safe and you are empowered and you are going to move forward in success. So it's just literally taking that intention. And then you got to work on the believing part and then having faith before you see it, because that is the receiving part that I don't think people realize. It's like, you know, it's already worked out. It's going to be fine. Then it can come in. It's like we're almost keeping it away from ourselves. And detoxing quite a bit might help you too, because there's just been a lot of emotion. It feels like emotional detoxing for you. So you may find yourself in the teary moments quite a bit because you need to be. You just need to shed that off. That's going to happen. And so with that, before we go off the air here, I wanted to make sure that everybody understands, if you're reflecting back a situation that's challenging, one of the powerful things you can do is work on taking a direct, I'm going to take charge of this situation. I'm going to work with my higher self. And instead of being, you know, the victim of this problem or this thing keeps coming to me, I am going to change it. I am, and whatever it is you want to do behind it, and work with that. I know people get so frustrated, like, it doesn't work. Guys, if you're looking for instant gratification, it's not about that. Now, miracles are happening. Miracles are here. Abundance wants to come in. Beth, this is the perfect month for you to be working with affirmations, because it's an abundance month. You know, everybody's just got this flow that they can grab. And it's like, oh, here it comes, you know. But you've got to believe that you are going to receive it. You don't believe that you are. We have to take the focus off of somebody doing something to us. And it's not very easy when you're going through something like that. I do get that, but this is the magic behind what I'm talking about energetically. So I've had things that take several years to manifest. I've had things take a day or two to manifest. You name it. I mean, if you have animals, like I have the dog, I mean, I have Emmy, my co-host. She reflects everything back to me. When she starts getting sluggish or blah, and then she's like, you know, I always look at myself and I'm the same way. She mirrors everything. Then when I go back into my exercise or have these bursts of energy, then she's doing the same thing. She completely reflects it back. And she's almost like this little app. You know, this reflection app. And it's like, okay, what am I reflecting? Just see what she's doing. And that will tell me what I'm reflecting. And that's pretty incredible. You don't need to have an animal for that. I've had a lot of animals and dogs, but I've never had one quite like this one to do that. And so when my animals are going through a health thing that might be challenging, guess who I work on? Of course, I'm taking and tending to them, but it always comes back to here. I always have to make sure that there's not something that I need to clear up or work on or balance out. Guys, you know, I've been doing this for years, so I'm considered an expert in energy healing. However, I also, too, have to continually work to keep things on balance. It's not hard when you just evaluate your day one day at a time. It's not hard and overwhelming that way. And it keeps it from piling up. When it's coming off all at once, which some of you might be feeling, which I believe is what's happening with Deborah's daughter, the first caller, all of a sudden, boom, something busted it and it's coming off. It's a little more difficult when it's been piled up like that. So it's kind of like, clean your house once a week or clean your house once a year. What do you got, right? Same thing with you. I want to say thank you for listening, guys. This has been really, never have enough time on the show, gosh, but I really wanted to bring this to you. Be sure to go check out the free 5 lessons. It's got an audio guided meditation you can use. It's over on my website, jenroyster.com. No strings. It's just a free gift to help you with your energy balancing. I'm continually putting new things over there. It's a brand new site. So we're still building and putting a lot of new things in. And thanks for calling in with your questions and emailing them in. I hope that you find the joy. I hope that you find answers. And thank you for listening to the show. We'll see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.